is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Hurricane force winds bear down on California, the latest in a stretch of extreme weather, as other areas see snow. CBS meteorologist Bill Kelly in Philadelphia is tracking it.
Snow working across parts of Utah, the Four Corners region. Not a big storm, but enough that for your Christmas, we are going to see the rain and snow there in this part of the country. Rain and wind up for the Pacific Northwest.
Snow is also in the forecast along the northern U.S. border with Canada, including North Dakota and Minnesota, and parts of the Northeast from New York to Maine. CBS's Kelly O'Grady with more on President-elect Donald Trump's comments regarding the Panama Canal.
President-elect Trump is threatening to take over the Panama Canal unless it cuts the price it charges for passage through the vital shipping lane.
The fees being charged by Panama are ridiculous, highly unfair. This complete ripoff of our country will immediately stop.
Panamanian President Jose Molino swung back, saying every square meter of the Panama Canal and its adjacent area belong to Panama.
Haiti's Online Media Association says two reporters have been killed and several have been wounded in a gang attack at the reopening of Port-au-Prince's biggest public hospital. A police officer has also reportedly died. Street gangs had forced the hospital's closure early this year, but authorities had pledged to reopen the facility on Christmas Eve. Another twist in the increasingly bitter dispute between actors Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. More from CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Lively has accused her It Ends With Us director and co-star Justin Baldoni of harassment and retaliation on the set of the movie after she alleged misconduct. And she says Baldoni, the studio behind the movie, and Baldoni's publicists tried to destroy her reputation. Now Baldoni's ex-publicist, Stephanie Jones, has sued him, his production company, and two other publicists. In the suit, she alleges there was a conspiracy to harm her reputation and steal clients from her firm and blame her for the campaign against Lively.
5 years after a fire in 2019 nearly destroyed Paris's beloved 12th century cathedral, Notre Dame once again celebrates Christmas Eve masses. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is now $1 billion. CBS's Christian Benavides reports from Miami.
Instead of dreaming of a white Christmas, Mega Millions players are hoping for green as the jackpot reaches $1 billion.
Only when it's big, I play.
It's a pretty big drawing, and you got to play to win, right?
If someone wins, it would only be the second time a Mega Millions jackpot was drawn on Christmas Eve. The last one was in 2002.
The cash payment option is $448.8 million. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Lowe's knows how to help you save time and money, no matter the job. That's why we can deliver supplies to your job site as soon as same day, so you have more time to get the job done. Because when you need it fast, we've got you covered. Lowe's knows pros. Valid on eligible in-stock orders and select zip codes placed by 2 p.m. for same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Subject to driver availability. Fees vary based on purchase. More terms apply. See Lowe's.com/same-day delivery for details.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Actor Denzel Washington is also Minister Denzel Washington. CBS's Michael Wallace with details.
The Oscar winner and Tony winner was awarded his minister's license during a church ceremony in Harlem, where he was baptized.
God is with us when we're not with him. He's for us when we're not for him. He watches us when we don't watch him.
Washington told the congregation anything and everything he can do, he will do for God. Washington just finished his press tour for Gladiator II and will star on Broadway in Othello early next year. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Stocks closed higher on a shortened trading day on Wall Street. Tech companies including Apple, Amazon, and chip company Broadcom helped pull the market higher. American Airlines shook off an early loss and ended mostly higher after the airline briefly grounded flights nationwide due to a technical issue. Treasury yields held steady in the bond market. The stock market is closed tomorrow and resumes normal hours on Thursday. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, a cloudy sky, a few foggy areas, and lows in the upper 20s. More clouds around for Christmas Day, highs all the way to the upper 30s. Little drizzle and light rain Thursday, better rain chances Friday and Saturday. Highs climb through the 40s. Right now, it's 33.
Good evening and Merry Christmas. Welcome to Christmas Eve 2024 on WRJN. Just after 8 o'clock, I'm Chris Morrow. And I mentioned earlier, we do Paul Harvey a couple of times every day, Monday through Friday, with the rest of the story. Amazing stories, timeless stories. And I thought tonight would be appropriate to repeat one that we did earlier in the week at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. It's Christmas Eve. How about a story about the Christmas truce from Paul Harvey tonight?
The rest of the story. You ever heard the fairy tales of Johannes Niemann? In particular, do you happen to know his story of the soldiers who wouldn't fight? It goes like this. Once upon a time, long, long ago, two mighty kingdoms went to war. Their armies fought for months, slaughtering one another quite efficiently through the interminable summer and the terrible fall. Then somebody remembered it was Christmas. The sun shone brightly that December morning, but the mist was slow to clear, and when it did, it revealed yesterday's battlefield thinly blanketed in white. The silence was broken by a voice, the voice of one of the soldiers calling out across the battlefield to his enemies. The voice, struggling in a language that was not its own, shouted, "Come out, we want to talk." Moments later, two of yesterday's enemies were standing in the middle of the misty white battleground, shaking hands and smiling. Then there were two more, and then four more. Until the place where their comrades had perished only hours before was teeming with a joyous throng of former foes. Nobody wanted to kill anybody, all agreed. So some exchanged gifts, cigars, candy, jars of jam, all of the modest treasures lonely soldiers come to prize. Others serenaded new friends with carols in native tongues, while the rest cut little Christmas trees and adorned them with makeshift candles. And then one soldier brought out a big round ball, while his new companions from the other army laid out on the battlefield a playing field, and with the paraphernalia of a new, abandoned war, the men fashioned a couple of goals, and for hours they played a wonderful game, which one team won, but nobody cared. Days passed. The former enemies were now friends, playing games, repairing shelters, swapping stories, marveling together at the miracle of Christmas, which had made them all as one. More than a week went by before the generals showed up. "Why aren't you fighting?" they demanded. The soldiers shrugged. "We weren't angry at anyone, so we didn't want to fight anymore." The generals were furious. "It's treason," they declared. They made all of their troops return to their battle formations and prepare to make war. For quite some time, the new friends tried to make it look good, but their commanders eventually caught on and escalated their threats. So reluctantly, today's friends became tomorrow's enemies once more. You say you've never heard the fairy tales of Johannes Niemann? Perhaps that's because there are none. His story of the soldiers who wouldn't fight, that story is completely true, utterly factual. You see, he, Lieutenant Johannes Niemann of the 133rd Saxon Regiment, was one of those soldiers who laid down his weapons and befriended his foes. A German soldier who, with the aid of his comrades and his British enemies, countless thousands, created something now called the most remarkable front-wide truce in military history. For the war that held its breath in its first Christmas season, the conflict very nearly smothered in its own infancy by the unexpected intrusion of peace on Earth, that conflict would go on to extinguish 13 million lives and inflict agony on 26 million others, a mass murder snatched from the jaws of brotherhood by the generals and the politicians. We call it the First World War. You've been reading about it since you were in school. But now you know the rest of the story.
WRJN. Happy, 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 happy holidays.
Let us ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is blessed. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. And build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, "Are you married?" We'll say, "No, man." But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we drink by the fire to face on a friend. The plans that we made.
Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown.
You say, "Are you married?" You say, "No, man."
But you can do the job when you're in town.
Later on, we'll conspire. Every dream by the fire to face on a friend the plans that we made.
Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter
door, oh boy, got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing, doo, 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 looking out my back door. This giant doing cartwheels, statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. Dinosaur patroller, listening to Buck Owens. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Doo-doo-doo. One less apparition provided by a magician. Doo-doo-doo. Looking out my back door.
Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro. We'll be right back.
But the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. Lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Doesn't care if it's 10 below, you're sitting by the fire's cozy glow. You don't care about the cold and the winds that blow. He just says, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let it snow.
Ooh-wee, goes the star. Why should he worry when he's nice and warm? His gal by his side and the lights turn low. He just says, let it snow, let it snow.
I don't care.
Frightful, but that fire is delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought lots of corn for popping. The lights are way down low, so let it snow, let it snow, let it snow,
let it snow.
When we finally say goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll only hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbye. Long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
She knows how to use it.
If you're listening to our timeless hits on 1400 AM WRJN, welcome back. If you've just discovered that WRJN is on FM 2, well, welcome for the first time. So whether it's AM or FM, we've got local news and timeless hits here on WRJN, AM or FM.
WRJN. Happy, 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 happy holidays.
An estimated 200 people in Racine County are experiencing homelessness. And with winter fast approaching, Fountain Hills Apartments is collecting new socks to help keep them warm. We invite you to join us in supporting those less fortunate this winter season. Fountain Hills Apartments is accepting new socks for men and women Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 1100 Fountain Hills Drive, Mount Pleasant, now through December 26th.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Music on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed? Yes, Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
think I love you, but I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight.
Hits on WRJN. Not only that, but WRJN is your home for all the big sports you want to follow. The Packers, the Brewers, the Badgers, football and basketball, and high school sports too with Dick Graceffa. It's sports along with your local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Road must have a code. that you can live by. And so, become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well, their father's hell did slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh. Them with your youth, they see the truth before they can die.
And teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
Here I come, see that you've been such fun. feeling small when tears are in your eyes. I'll dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street,
sail on, silver girl, sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me in the
information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye. Hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
WRJN.
If you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
You'll go down in history.
Well, thanks for listening. Whether it's North Beach, the zoo, or just a ride along the lakeshore, more timeless hits are on the way from WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, baby. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop. Stop the rain. I'm gonna
the stars fell from the sky for you and I.
feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got a year. Oh, I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
Yeah.